It's the country station, FM 95, if you're a Tracy Lawrence fan. You're going to be really happy in just a few minutes. Let's see. So after the show yesterday, Tracy Lawrence called in. And I knew he was calling, but I didn't think he'd call as fast as he did. And I was actually on iTunes. I was listening to a 2017 Tracy Lawrence album that he did. It was all his hits. And he had invited a bunch of young and up-and-coming country stars to sing his hits. And he'd sing background and some old friends like Tim McGraw. And that's what I was doing yesterday when Tracy Lawrence called me. I was literally listening to some of his music. Tracy, I was doing my Tracy Lawrence prep here. And listening to Good Old Days from 2014, that collaboration you did.
Awesome.
Yeah, why'd you decide to do that?
You know, it was a good way to connect with some of the younger artists.
Yeah.
And kind of bridge that gap to kind of get some momentum going again. And it turned out to be a really good project.
How about doing Time Marches On with McGraw? Did that take you back to 90s days?
Were
you out with him a lot?
You know, Tim and I were together a lot. We were good friends before we even had careers, man. We were running the little honky-tonks and the music places together when we were just getting started. So we've known each other for like 30 years. We met in the fall of 1990, like as soon as I got to town, man. Tim had been here for a little bit. Actually, the first time I ever rode on a tour bus was with Tim.
Oh,
he had a little show down at a club in Louisiana, and I got on the bus and rode down there with him, and he played a show that night. I came back, first time I'd ever been on the bus.
That's so great. Now, how long, Tracy, do you remember how long was it after that Tracy Lawrence had a bus? Had his own bus.
Let's see, that would have been probably the... I would bet November, December, or something like that of 90. And then in May of 91, I cut Sticks and Stones. I cut that album the end of May of 91. And the single was released that fall. And I started touring because the record went number one in January of 92. And I had already been out on the road for several months in the fall.
And the buses just started.
So it was less than a year from that time that I had my own tour bus.
Yeah, the buses started looking better, didn't they?
I don't know, man. I had a couple of ugly ones early on. yeah, I had a couple of bad ones, man. I remember we had one bus one weekend that had been one that Alabama had out for a long time, and it was still a manual shift bus. And it was so wore out, man. That thing had been through the ringer. And the bus driver was scared to death of it because he would have to push the brake cylinder was shot on it, and he would have to downshift it, and he'd have to push the brake all the way down and let go of it and count to 10 before it would stop.
How about that? I mean, it's not just songs that you guys share in country music. You got the Hand-Me-Down Alabama bus. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. I remember it too. It was really awful, but those are great times, man. It was all new, and you know, you're getting to live your dream. All those things are starting to line up, and it was just a great time in my life, man. I don't know if I could live through it again right now, the way that my body feels these days, but it's sure good to remember all those.
But
times.
But it shaped us. The '90s shaped us well into the men we are now, right, Tracy?
Absolutely.
It did. And I'm talking to our friend Tracy Lawrence. I was talking about Good Old Days, the album from 2017. He got together with some younger guys and gals in the country music scene and some guys that have been around for a while. And Tracy, what's the latest out there? What are you doing that you're happy about that you're putting out right now?
A new single called When the Cowboy's Gone. And it is the second release off of the Made in America album. I wrote this with Carson Chamberlain and Wyatt McCubbin, and we really wrestled with whether or not to release another single right now. Before all this shut down, we had plans to come back with it pretty quick. We've been out doing buildings with Justin Moore.
Yeah.
We went back on tour the first part of the year and had a pretty full schedule. We were supposed to be working all the way up into May and then shifting back into casinos and doing our own venues and then talking about going back out in the fall and doing some more shows. Of course, all that stuff got canceled. But we really worried about if we should release a new single or not right now. A lot of people have kind of held back on putting new stuff out, but if the message of the song had been different, we might have not done it. But I think this was a really appropriate song for right now. I think it just, I think people want those heroes. They're looking for somebody to have the strength to stand up and say what's right and not be afraid of the repercussions of it. They need that cowboy imagery out there right now more so than I think we ever have.
Well, there's always gonna be a bad guy with a black tooth grin and a notched up gun. You can bet there's gonna be a problem if you call the law when they're late showing up. When we can't see the cover through the dust on our Bible, what's next? Who's gonna ride in and save the day? Who's gonna throw that big John Wayne right up when it looks like everything's gone to hell? Tell me who. What we need is more walk than talk in the windshield, not the rearview like some long lost song. 'Cause this world's in trouble when the cowboy's gone. Yeah, there's always gonna be a fast horse, saddle cinched up tight and ready to go. There's always gonna be a stiff drink waiting in a town on down the road. When the dust clouds settles, can you tell me who's gonna stand up? Who's gonna ride in and save the day? Who's gonna throw that big John Wayne right up when it looks like everything's gone to hell? Tell me who. What we need is more walk than talk in the windshield, not the rearview like some long lost song. 'Cause this world's in trouble when the cowboy's gone. But all hope is lost, and right's just another word. Who's gonna ride in and save the day? Who's gonna throw that big John Wayne right up when it looks like everything's gone to hell? Tell me who. What we need is more walk than talk in the windshield, not the rearview like some long lost song. 'Cause this world's in trouble when the cowboy's gone. When the cowboy's gone. When the cowboy's gone.
Cowboys gone. Latest from Tracy Lawrence on FM 95. Tracy on the phone with us, spending some time with us this morning. That one and Made in America from the Made in America album. Tracy Lawrence's latest out there. Are you pretty proud of it? I feel like it, all the way down, even when you're messing, Work on My Willie is great and Chicken Wire is great and Just the South coming out. They're all great songs, Tracy.
You know, this album really, I wrote eight of them, and three of them came from staff writers that I work with that were in my publishing catalog because they wrote for my publishing company like in 2011, 12, 13, around in there. So the only outside song that didn't come from my camp was Giving Mama Reasons to Pray, which was written by Chris Stapleton and Sean Camp. So I'm really proud of this record. And some of them are written from personal experiences, running out of people to blame, some family issues that we were dealing with. A lot of it is really, really personal stuff that, I can't say that it was all written with the plan for it to come together the way it did. I just knuckled down and wrote a whole lot over about a 1 year period. And this is kind of how it shaped up. You know, I'm really proud of the way it came out. I think this is probably the best record I've done since the mid 90s.
Are you a wake up in the middle of the night guy, Tracy, and write it down? Oh crap. I got to write this down 'cause I'll lose it or put it in the notes in your phone. How do you do it?
Absolutely. absolutely. I use my notepad on my phone.
Yeah.
I keep a running list of all songs. And if I grab something out of a TV show or hear somebody at the grocery store or whatever, I mean, anything that might have a song idea in it, I'm putting that thing in my notebook. And typically, you know, when we get together, I'm usually the one coming in with ideas because I keep a whole log of them. Now, I'm not a guy that writes all the time. I think I've written about 5 songs while we've been shut down.
Yeah.
But I don't write well on the road. I like to have scheduled writing times where I go meet people. It's more like a structured thing. And when I'm on the road, man, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to the golf course, and, you know, I'm doing sound check, I'm doing other things, and there's too many distractions out there, and I like to really be able to get away and focus on the craft of it. And typically, you know, you can write a really good song in 3 to 4 hours if you got some good guys with you. I mean, we can pretty much crank them out.
Yeah, well, you're kind of a magnet when you're walking around as a songwriter. Everything, like you said, grocery store, all life, just is kind of there. And then when it comes out on paper, it's a really great thing. Tracy, where's the Lawrence family? Where do you guys reside?
We live east of downtown Nashville, so we're removed from the main hustle and bustle of the city. And I bought property out here years ago, so I'm about 30 minutes from downtown, but I'm still like I'm in the middle of the country. We have the end of a dead end road. I got about 400 acres. We got a bunch of cows, and I've been cutting firewood. And I got my tractor stuck yesterday. I had to call a neighbor to come pull me out because I was trying to finish up all the bush hogging around here.
You're getting some
planted.
Are you getting some stuff done now that things got canceled?
Absolutely. That's what I've been doing. I've been working around the house and. Just, you know, doing everything around. And it's pretty normal. You know, most of the places that I go, the Tractor Supply, the John Deere, the Home Depot and the Lowe's, I mean, the places that I go to get building materials and supplies that I need have all been open every day, and I've been able to go out and do what I needed to do and function. But
the Get Stuff Done stores are open, and that's nice.
Yeah. I guess I'm glad that they kept those as essential things because – you know, I think everybody's been doing the same thing. The honey-do list is really long, and I'm really ready to go back to work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Do you know, is there a plan who you might jump out with when you do go back out, Tracy?
Right now, you know, the speculation is that the really big shows aren't going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
The 10,000, 7,500 seaters and all that stuff. So, you know, we're hoping that we're going to be able to go back out and do some casinos and some of the big honky-tonks and stuff. And we still have some dates on the books for June. I'm hoping that they stay in there. I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of it is going to depend on where they're at. As we start to loosen things up a little bit and people start going back out, you know, if we don't have another spike in the virus in some of these areas, I think people will get more comfortable every week that goes by. So right now, I think we're still going to figure some things out in the next 2 or 3 weeks about what's going to happen in June. I'm hoping at the latest that we hit the ground running in July, but I sure would like to go back to work and do those shows in June if we can.
Tracy, before you go, how about your friends and neighbors not too far away from you who suffered through the tornadoes? How are they doing there in Nashville?
You know, that tornado came a mile below our house. It was very close. We actually, that night, we went out with me and my buddies right here close to where I live. We jumped up and grabbed the chainsaws about 1:30 in the morning and went out and helped some folks out. They've continued to move forward with us. You know, it's just there's been so many bad things. And I had another friend down in Monroe, Louisiana, that got hit, had a tree fall on his shop just a couple of weeks ago. Another buddy in South Carolina that got some damage. So we've all been impacted by it.
But you said it, Tracy, when these things do happen, no matter what they are, no matter what befalls us, we help each other out. And that's what they're doing in Nashville. And that's what you're doing with you and your buddies got right to work and helping out. So that's what's great about
it. Absolutely. That's what you got to do, man.
Made in America, Tracy Lawrence. This is latest album. He's out there. And Tracy, the best place to find you out online, on the socials, where are you usually at?
TracyLawrence.com. We have a big presence on Facebook, you know, couple million folks on there, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. So
thanks for the...
stay in touch, man.
Thank you for the last 25 plus years of music, Tracy Lawrence.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, bud. Have a good day. Stay safe.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
This material